As the price of oil falls, gold is falling too. Why? On Saturday, we looked at some of the reasons that world oil prices have fallen so steeply in recent months. But that is not the only commodity that has seen a fall in price. Gold, too, has been falling, and analysts say the lower price of oil is one of the reasons. Why? Rightly or wrongly, gold is viewed by many as a hedge against inflation. That means that gold is expected to hold its value when the cost of living is increasing. Your 1,000 baht buys less and less when prices rise, but the gold you own should increase in value. One factor behind a rise in inflation is often a rise in the price of oil. But currently, we're seeing just the opposite. The price of oil has been dropping rapidly, thereby lowering our cost of living. This trend is likely to continue for some time, and when the rate of inflation is not likely to rise, there's less interest in holding gold. Here's a story from the Bloomberg agency from last Saturday, which makes clear the relationship between the current falling oil prices and the falling gold prices. Gold falls 200 baht as oil prices dip. Gold prices tumbled 200 baht at its opening in Bangkok at 9 a.m. on Saturday. The Gold Traders Association announced the buying price at 18,150 baht and the selling price at 18,250 baht per baht weight for gold bars. The buying price for gold ornaments was 18,250 baht, while their selling price was 18,650 baht per baht weight. The prices were adjusted four times on Friday, ending with a total loss of 250 baht per baht weight from Thursday's close. In world markets, gold futures capped the biggest decline in 3 weeks, as a stronger dollar and plunging energy prices curbed demand for the metal, Bloomberg reported from New York today. Benchmark Brent crude yesterday fell the most in more than 3 years after the 12th Nation Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries kept its output target unchanged, cutting gold's appeal as an inflation hedge. The dollar rose to a 5-year high against a basket of 10 currencies on speculation that lower energy prices will boost the U.S. economy, pairing demand for bullion as an alternative investment. Gold is heading for a second straight annual loss, the longest slump since 1998, after the dollar strengthened and inflation failed to accelerate this year. There was a sell-off in crude oil and the dollar rallied, and there's a question of disinflation here, Bark Melick, the head of commodity strategy at TD Securities in Toronto, said in a telephone interview. One of the motives to buy gold is to hedge against inflationary pressure, and we've got the opposite.